Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 10 of the Happydemic Podcast.
During the first lockdown, which coincided with the first season of the Happydemic, people were seeking big, positive stories of young people doing amazing things. This second lockdown is a little different, and so our second season is too. This time, we are discussing the small things that are helping us get through.
Part journaling our experience, part bringing tips and tricks to our listeners. We are here to help you survive and maybe even get a bit out of your enjoyment out of lockdown.
I'm Brendan, and I'd like to welcome back the team of Lachlan, Dylan, Vidita, Xenia, and Kendra. This is the full show, that's right, for this special final episode of Season 2. And I've got to say, 2 is indeed the key number here in Victoria. We are recording this on Friday, and we have had just 2 cases of COVID-19 for the first time in, I don't know, it feels like, how long's this year gone for? A decade? How amazing. How good does it feel? Lachlan.
I think it's our lowest number in 129 days.
Oof.
No one's been counting.
I didn't see that I didn't see that in the news. I have a calendar up on my wall, and I've just been crossing off.
Yeah, I can see that right next to your picture of Dan Andrews.
Yes, well, he's on my bed cover. So, oh no!
Say hi for me. Xenia, how good does it feel? Does it feel like we might possibly be getting out of this? And it just so happens with episode 10, I might add.
I hope so. I really do hope so, because it has been definitely a long year. And I just think that we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. That's definitely for sure.
That's so true.
But we'll just hope that this is a sign of good things to come. And yeah, I think I'm looking forward to hopefully getting out of here by the end of the month, if not at least early November, just before Christmas, please.
Sage advice there. Kendra, have you bought a new mask to celebrate?
No, I mean.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't bought a new mask, but I think with my collection, like, I'm going to be ready for when we can go out, because I'll be able to show them all off to everyone. Oh. But can I just say, I made a few masks. They didn't turn out that good, but I've tried to make them, manufacture them. But, yeah, pretty keen to get back to going to the place where I lost my keys. That's definitely.
That's a deep cut right there.
Sorry, can I jump in? You've made a couple masks. Have you made any Happydemic masks?
No.
Are you going to sell them?
I could try making one of the Happydemic masks. But I'm not going to sell them, because, like, I'm more about, like, just sharing, generosity, giving them for free, because I'm that kind of person. Like, this is what I'd do if I was the king. You know how I was going to be such a generous king?
Oh,
wow. This is a show of references.
This is, yeah. Kendra is throwing back to 2 episodes now. I mean, that's good.
I know, and the reception's not going as well as I thought.
These jokes down.
Vidita, how are you? Obviously a little way away, and this is my first time on the podcast with you, so hello for a start, but how are things looking from your distant view up there in Brisbane?
They're fine. I'm just hoping to get back to Melbourne as soon as possible.
Are you?
yes. I mean, after everything settles down, obviously. I'm just hoping for uni to start and then Sin to open their studios so that we all can meet. Because, I mean, it is, I've enjoyed listening to the first season and being a part of the end of the second season. But it's also sad because I couldn't, you know, be a part of the first one. So I would love.
I think,
but look, we haven't met each other either. So. I've seen Dylan on TV. Speak of the devil, Dylan, he's here. What's the view like from the other side of Australia, mate?
Hello. Yes, I am back. I've returned. How are we? The view on the other side of Australia at the moment is beautiful. I'm overlooking my swimming pool. It's hot. It's humid up here in Broome in northern Western Australia. I just have to say, it's weird. It's really weird to think that for the last 6 weeks, WA, other people from around the country have sort of been living, you know, as close to normal as possible. And for you guys and for people in Victoria, it's not been that way. It's not been the case.
You could say that. You could say that indeed. Yeah, now, I have to give some context. I know explaining a joke is never fun, but I just realized that most of our listeners probably don't know that Dylan has got himself a job at the ABC. He doesn't just play that music everywhere he goes, although he may now. I don't know.
I do. That's the thing. yeah. So anyway, we'll leave that there. If we want to delve into some of my stranger Spotify playlists a bit later on in the in the podcast, by all means, let's go there. But yeah, not right now.
Please, if there's anything that you can't say for contractual reasons, say it anyway.
Yeah, definitely. I will do.
Yeah.
It's,
we totally will.
It's, you know, when they say it's your ABC.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It belongs to you. So show it some respect.
Oh, we will. We'll show it the respect it deserves.
Oh.
I didn't say that ironically at all. All right, we better move on before we get Dylan fired. So it is so fantastic to have everyone back here. It is our last episode of season two. And look, in terms of lockdown and in terms of the virus, we're hoping it's kind of our last episode ever, which is really bittersweet. And I know we said exactly the same thing last season, so I'm touching wood while I say this, because I'm not convinced this virus is going to be with us for a very long time. But we thought we might do things a little bit differently today. A bit more of a reflective take, if you will, go through and see how much, I guess, our lives and our perspectives on the virus have changed over the last sort of 6 months as we've been running the Happydemic. And also, I guess, any of our favorite moments from the show, or, you know, our favorite digs at Dylan while he wasn't here. I'll take either. And Xenia, I'm conscious you're going to have to leave the show a little bit early, so please, if you could share with us first, that'd be fantastic.
I guess where to start, sort of, do you want me to share what happened or what I thought this year is going to look like, and then what I've learned from this experience? Is that how
I think so. And look, if you also had one tip maybe for yourself back in February, that would also be probably pretty handy.
Well, at the beginning of the year, like in March, I had definitely had grand plans for what this year was going to look like. And I thought the biggest problem I was going to have was getting experience as part of my degree. Like, that was just the bare minimum. I thought that was it. I just need to send my resume places. How am I going to get to places for internships? Things like that. Mainly transport, because I don't have a license. Transportation in Melbourne isn't the best, and I think we can say that quite objectively, isn't the best. But then, of course, COVID happened, and I think during this experience, it's definitely shown how adaptable I think we are as people, as more than we think we ever could be. And so with COVID, I sort of came out of this with probably more experience than I probably would have had it been in person. I definitely got a lot of the things I wanted to do at the beginning of the year done, but perhaps not in the same way that I thought it would look like. Definitely doing a lot more things virtually and doing internships virtually. So that's a box ticked on my to-do list. But I think one of the tips I probably would give myself earlier in the year is, I'd say, don't be too hard on yourself, and that it's, I guess, try to look for the opportunity or the positive out of this experience, that even if it's difficult, there is something to learn, or there is something, the good that came out of it. So yeah, I think that's probably what I've learned from this experience. And I definitely think that the Happydemic has been a great place to not only share what the young people are doing in the first season, but also as a chance to meet up and also to catch up and share tips around. I know a lot of what we've been sharing, I've been using in my own life, trying to spend less time on social media, getting out and exercising more. So yeah, that's probably all from me.
Wow. Thank you, Xenia. As ever, you've summed up it up really well, I think. And it's going to be really rough for whoever goes last, right?
All the advice is off the table.
Yeah. By the end, we'll just be talking about ridiculous stuff. But that's pretty much our show anyway. So thank you for starting it off on a serious note.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Lachlan? How's this year been versus what you had planned? And any tips for your February self?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's quite interesting. And I was talking to a friend about this just last week. And upon taking the time to sort of reflect on this year, I am in fact in an interesting position where I don't know if I really make plans, you know, such long-term plans or whatever, but I definitely did have a plan, certainly in February at least, to be a part of SYN and involve myself with this new radio and podcasting world, new to me, that is. And although, like Xenia sort of touched on, although it wasn't in the same same way that I expected it to be, that has still certainly happened. And as mentioned on last week's podcast, I mean, I also had this vision of, great, I'm going to join this community radio station and be a part of these great things, and eventually perhaps start to, you know, go enter a course to study radio and study podcasting. And I've had the opportunity to do that, and I will study next year. But yeah, I don't know. I work full time, which I think you guys know. And with this and the other main show, the other main SYN show that I'm a part of, Get Serial, those shows, if we were living in a regular world, we would be in the studio from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Once a week. And with a full-time job, I'm sure I could, I like to think that I could sort of work around that and maybe work something out with my boss and still be a part of that. But with this world we're living in, it's been much easier to manage both being a part of that because it's pre-recorded content and we decide the time when we record. And it's the same with this. We decide when we record. It's actually been much easier for me to immerse myself in this part of my life than if we were in a regular world, which is just a really weird concept to me, because I know like it's been such an odd year for everyone and certainly hard times for all of us, but that's certainly a positive that's come out of this. So yeah, upon reflection, God, as far as advice for myself goes, I don't know. I don't think you can sum it up better than Xenia. Just like try and see the positives, right?
And join some great podcast that's coming up soon.
Yeah, that's right.
Do it.
Find it. You know, start a podcast with, what was it at the time? 5 strangers, and do that. It'll bring joy to your life. And you know, don't take advantage of the small things, because they'll become huge.
Wow, this is a sentimental show. If I say the least,
we've got to do something nice before we get into the trash talk.
You know it's coming, Dylan. I mean, once I think you've basically opened yourself up for attack.
Oh boy!
But no, as the father of this show, Dylan. He's so uncomfortable with it, isn't he?
The original MVP. and I've watched it. I won't mention my thoughts on how it's gone after I've left. But anyway,
you've watched it Saw.
Ourselves as a family though, like
to new heights.
Turn from like an attempt at vague journalism to basically a bunch of navel gazing. But yes, please tell us about your year.
Look, my year. A bit of advice. Earlier in the year, I moved from Fitzroy Crossing in Western Australia, my hometown where I grew up, to Wollongong. And my advice to me in February is, don't go to Wollongong. You'll be back on a plane to WA in 3 weeks' time. Save yourself a lot of money. And another bit of advice is, even if you do go to Wollongong, when you come back, make sure you take your passport with you and don't leave it on the other side of the country. So there are two bits of advice, and I think that probably reflects the fact that despite me having to come back to WA and rush back home and do two before the borders closed and do 2 weeks of isolation and then sort of stay at home regardless because everything was shut for another month, you know, that feels like it was 2 or 3 years ago now in my own head. And I feel like, you know, life is back to normal, which is sort of, again, really stark when you look at the situation that a lot of you are facing over in Victoria. So, look, advice for me, you know, obviously quite selfish, don't go to Wollongong. But I think that just reflects I liked Wollongong while I was there. I hope the people of the Illawarra don't take
we know
poorly
the truth,
to
Dylan.
My words.
Yeah. We know about your great hate of Wollongong.
I loved Wollongong. My three weeks there was just unbelievably brilliant. Anyway, but yeah. So I think that kind of reflects how different this whole pandemic's impacted me. I've just been lucky enough to sort of call the state I call home, and nothing's happened here again yet. So, you know, we all are still anxious, I guess.
Yeah, but it's a strange world you live in where, I mean, again, without getting too political, I've heard mentions on only today on the news that they're talking about taking out the 2 meter rule in WA. So essentially, you're almost going back to entirely normal life,
which
is just so removed from our experience as so much to almost be like incomprehensible to me.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's just a different. It is a different world over here, and I don't like saying it because I don't want to be like, oh, look at what we've got over here in WA, and look, you know, you don't have any of that in Victoria. That may have been me in the last season of the Happydemic, but not anymore. I'm a refined person. But you know, but no, 6 weeks is a long time. It's a long time, and that's something that we haven't had in WA. You know, 6 weeks of hard lockdown, and you know, frankly, the rest of Australia won't really understand what Victorians have been going through.
It's true. And Kendra, you've obviously spent the whole time in both lockdowns in Victoria, so you probably have quite a different perspective on it. What advice would you give? And let us know.
Yeah, no. Back like, you know, March, February, like we thought the lockdown was only going to be like 4 weeks. I think some of us were like sort of a bit, you know, I don't want to say it, but secretly happy because, you know, we would be out of uni, but I might have been one of those people, but I definitely regret it now. But no, just like I think it's, you know, been a really good thing being part of like, the Sin and podcast for this year because like it was my first year like doing anything because I just started my degree this year and I was like really nervous and it's definitely something that, I don't know, like gave me a lot of confidence, but also because we have the pandemic, it was a way to keep social connection because, to be honest, I don't really see anyone except for people on the Zoom of Happydemic. All my friends live outside 5K, and, yeah, like, this has been a I don't know if I'm making much sense, but been a really like good way just to, I guess, keep motivated, listen to what everyone's been saying each week. I mean, also with the first season, it was really good to, I guess, for me, get some experience at the start and just gain confidence. Because when I started, I think you all picked up that I was just like, did not talk that much. But then as the season got on, I don't know, it got better. And yeah, now that we're in this really hard lockdown, even though I joke about it, they're a family, I do feel like we are, because I definitely look forward to coming on. Even if I did miss last week, it's just really good, good thing to do. And I'm, yeah, I think.
No.
A tip that I would give myself, don't buy as many masks.
Dora, what?
No, buy more masks.
Get in while they're cheap.
You can't regret all your masks.
As you can buy, when you can go out, you want to look good, so wear a good mask. The main advice would be what I've already done, buy lots of masks.
And, of course, having the Happydemic has also meant that you're not just watching Dan Andrews press conferences all day.
Well, yeah, so... it has broken up the day. I do plan going on YouTube and watching today's press conference for the third time because...
What?
Yeah, no, I watched it today, but I was, you know, on my phone watching it. Then I watched it again because my dad wanted to watch it when he came home, and now I'm going to watch it again after that because I just love the toing and throwing of Dan Andrews with the reporters. I don't know what it is. It just gives me excitement in lockdown.
All right. We had to cut out a whole bunch of podcast here because no one wanted to hear what we just discussed. Let me assure you, it was very boring and definitely not damaging to our reputations at all. Vedita, please bring us back on track and tell us how much, I guess, your life's changed and what you've learned over the last few months.
Okay, so I don't really know where to start because, as Dylan had mentioned, it feels like it was 2 years ago that we started this lockdown. I'm referring to all of Australia, but I know Victorians have it harder than the rest of us. And I'm not in Victoria, so I won't say I relate.
It's been like 2 years for us, though.
Yeah, so when I came to Australia in February, I was so, so excited to just meet my new peers and mates and professors. And I did have that opportunity for about 3 weeks. So that's my luck. And then I was actually relating to Kendra, what she said. I relate a lot because I was very nervous. And I don't want to say that I was excited that we were having holidays for quite some time. And I was like, oh, lockdown. So that means we don't have to go to uni. How cool is that? Like, I don't have to be so nervous all the time. Anxiety won't, you know, take all over me. But then I guess that leads to my advice where I wanted to say, don't be, grumpy about moving to Brisbane because it is the better choice. You will realize it later.
Your advice to yourself.
No. That's not the only advice, but...
Do it earlier.
Don't go to Melbourne at all, honestly.
Yeah.
What a hellhole.
Oh, no.
I love Melbourne. I've always loved Melbourne.
No, I mean, I loved it for those 3 weeks, but then I had to move. But, yeah, my advice, the main advice I would like to give myself back in March is... don't be afraid to talk to people or make contacts or, you know, indulge. Oh, okay. That's very supportive of you, Dylan. Thank you. But, yeah, I think I would just like to say that I loved being on these four episodes. Was it four or three? I'm not sure. I think this is the fourth one, yeah. I've really, really loved being on Happydemic because I was... Oh, and this is another advice to all the listeners out there. You can do it. Because I was a listener for season one, and then here I am with the team on season two, just chatting with them.
Hear that? From a listener to a fellow famous podcast star.
Yes. So tell us about you, Brendan. How was your year, and any advice you would like to give yourself back in March or Feb?
It's been, first of all, I'd say you made a few good decisions, because I came back from the US in mid to late February. So I'd pat myself on the back at that point. I'd go, you did it. You did right. You did good, son. Because otherwise, I think this could have been a very different year for me. So I got travel in while that was still a thing, right up almost until the last minute, and that was amazing. I guess the main thing I've learned from this year has been how quickly we can adapt when we need to. I feel like that's something that we're all – humans are always like, especially Aussies, I don't know. We're always like, we can't – you know, we've always been this way. We're always going to be this way. It's very difficult to change anything. Just look at the climate change debate, right? But over the course of this year, we have completely rearranged the way we live for a pandemic, a virus. Now, it would have killed probably 1% of the population, maybe more. And we decided that it was worth saving those lives. Now, some people pulled that out as a cynical thing. I actually see that as a beautiful thing. We went to a huge amount of effort to save, you know, a lot of lives. And sure, it's been bloody difficult, but ultimately it just shows that when we need to we can band together and we can do the right thing. So I want to sort of bottle that up and apply it to the climate change debate and to Indigenous rights debates and all sorts of other things. Whether we can, I don't know, but I guess that's the main positive thing I've taken out of this year. In terms of advice as well to myself, February-ish, I'd say invest in toilet paper factories, ASAP. yeah, that's definitely, that'd be my big one. And it's not that funny, is it? Because toilet paper's not funny anymore. But you know what?
I'm the appreciate the attempt.
Of the show.
It's good.
getting shredded like I deserve. I thought we might be nice to do one more round of good news for the show, for the season, possibly for the lifetime of Happydemic. We don't know. And so has anyone got any good news that they've managed to dig up over the week that's really making them happy, apart from, I have to say it one more time, two cases.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably the best news, right? But
yeah,
obviously optimistic. I think I'm going to just go first, because I think, my good news, may be labeled as a bit of a cop out. However,
they're all heading that way.
And we sort of touched on it in the last segment, I suppose, but my good news is, and it doesn't even work now because Xenia, as we mentioned, has had to leave us early. But my good news is having all of us back together, or together for the first time.
That is a miracle, yes.
And being able to reflect on this time, and yeah, that's my good news. Bit like no. Happydemic reunion, and I think like a few of us spoke about, this is one aspect of our lives over the past 6 months that has brought us real joy, I think, in a social sense, in a hobby sense, in, you know, staying motivated sense. But it's great to see all of your faces.
Likewise. Aww. Man. Oh, come on. Aww. There's too many soft moments in this show. Well, this is not up to our normal standard of
Dylan can't handle crying.
This is like me, you know the scene in you know, the scene in The Godfather. It's like, look at what they've done to my boy.
Let me get us back on track with some good news.
Thank you, Brandon.
So some of you may know the Melbourne Institution Lentil as anything, social enterprise where you pay as you feel. So essentially you can get a vegetarian meal and you pay whatever you can afford, basically. It means that those who can afford to pay a bit more are basically underpin and support it. And those who desperately need a meal or have, you know, for whatever reason it may be, they don't judge, they don't ask any questions, but those people are able to get it for free. And even the amount you pay is semi-anonymized by just simply putting it in a box. It really is an incredible, incredible sort of experience. And I think it's one of the more beautiful stories out of Melbourne. They've had a rough lockdown because the only people who have still been going to Lentil as anything are those who can't afford to get food elsewhere. For fairly obvious reasons, the customers who would ordinarily subsidize Lentil as anything by paying a lot, the wealthier people, haven't been going out all that much for fairly obvious reasons. So they've had a serious shortfall in terms of their profitability, in terms of staying afloat. And they are a social enterprise, so they're not trying to make money. They're just trying to, you know, operate for the good of the community. Well, they were, I think they needed something like $150,000 to avoid going into administration. They set up a online campaign. They have now raised almost $350,000 in donations. Wow. People have come out in force to support such a fantastic cause. And so they'll go on essentially acting as a soup kitchen at the moment and helping those most in need. I just think it's a beautiful story of, you know, people helping people without the government involved. It's quite a nice one.
I was thinking of a news story to cover for Panorama, and I think I have sort of a lead. I could talk to Lentils. How cool.
There you go. Always happy to help accidentally. I do my best. Any other stories going around? What have we got, guys?
I'm just scrolling through the ABC Good News feed. to pick up some of that good news.
We don't get our news stories from there.
Now that I'm employed at the ABC, I'm allowed to actually, it's not plagiarism, it's pooling resources. That's the way I see it anyway. This is a good news story. This is a good news story from the hardworking team at ABC Kimberley. A farm in the Ord irrigation scheme has finished picking and packing its jack-o'-lantern pumpkins in time for Halloween. Over the last few weeks, Halloween pumpkins from Ceres Farm have been trucked to supermarket shelves around the country. The niche carving pumpkin market, very niche, is growing in popularity around Australia. And it's very interesting to see some Kimberley-grown pumpkins get into this capitalist-fueled American holiday, which is good. At least it's helping the Kimberley farmers a bit.
I love it. Such a good news story. We need more jack-o'-lanterns in our life. Especially now that Dan Andrews actually knows that Halloween exists.
I'm just glad. I'm just glad that I've turned the happy demic into the rural report. You know, so.
Nicely done. Any other stories?
This kind of, I don't know. I haven't looked at the rundown sheet. I don't know if there's an entertainment segment or if you threw that out with the bathwater when I left.
We did.
Yeah.
You did? Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm bringing it back because this is breaking news. Bruce Springsteen has said that he will move to Australia if Donald Trump wins re-election in November. However, the born in the USA singer-songwriter also added he thought Trump, whose poll numbers are currently lagging far behind his opponent, Vice President Joe Biden, would lose. He told the Australian press, hey, that's us. I love Australia. Every time we have nothing but good times down there, It's always a treat to come. Love the people, love the geography, great place for motorcycle trips. It's close to our hearts. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan responded by saying, if he comes to Australia, he's not coming to WA. Our borders are closed and they'll stay there. I'm kidding. He didn't say that, but he probably would. The borders are closed. So sorry, Bruce, you can move to Australia if Scott Morrison will let you in, but you ain't coming to WA.
I don't know if we can follow that up. I feel like that is peak Cappydemic right there.
That brings us to the end of the Happydemic for season 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly forever.
Forever, but hopefully we will still maintain some, I don't know, friendship via Zoom, whatever. It's been a blast. But hopefully we don't have to talk about surviving in a pandemic any longer than we have to. Anyone else want to add anything?
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
We will be highly inactive.
And we probably won't respond.
There's not much there. But
and we don't have any content.
We got content. We got 2 seasons worth of content.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Make sure you listen to the whole 2 seasons.
Yeah, there you go.
Please, go back every episode.
It'll get you through...
Back to back.
A couple of days.
It has honestly been such a blast over the last couple of seasons, guys. Thank you so much for everything you've contributed along the way. Thanks for making the lockdown just a little bit easier. I can't wait until we can all do a Dan Andrews and get on the beers or other appropriate drink that isn't alcoholic. After all this is over, and we're getting close.
Oh, just a water for me, thanks.
I guess the last word goes to our founding father, Dylan Storer. Back to you, Dylan.
Oh, look, it's always a bit emotional when you come back to something that you started and you've seen how it's flourished and gone on. You know, bringing something like a podcast into this world, you know, it's one of my greatest achievements, and it's something that I'll forever remember those days, you know, back with the first season of the Happydemic, you know, me just not wanting to do the Happydemic a particular week and just not showing up to record. And, you know, that was reflected again today when I was 30 minutes late to recording this podcast, albeit I had a reason this time and I didn't just sleep in. But despite me being a shitty EP and, you know, despite me sometimes having other things to do, despite me not being there for you sometimes, being an absent father, you know, I'm extremely proud. I'm extremely proud of what we've all been able to achieve together in this Happydemic journey. So from everyone at the Happydemic, to the dear listener, the dear listeners out there in the world, you know, from Moscow to Pyongyang, New York to Paris, thank you for listening, and, you know, just have a great time, and, you know, I hope this COVID just buggers off. Like, honestly, it's a bit of a pain, isn't it? It would have been good if we didn't really have to make this podcast, but alas, we've done it. So see you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Woo! And so the Happydemic leaves the world the same way it entered, with a lot of fanfare and not much substance.